in life. In fact, I am everything. All your aspiration is within me, cannot go outside. Your highest aspiration is within me, can't seek it outside. I am so friendly, so near, so loving, so affectionate, in all respects, you are mine. Such loving share or service or anything, our relationship we have got with the truth, Krishna, then it is wonderful. Holding such position in the absolute sense, how we have become otherwise. That free will and the position of that marginal position, that is responsible. Self-determination, die to leave everything for himself, this is the condition, for himself. Accept this, then negotiation begins. First you have to accept everything for me. Then the negotiation may begin. How and why you are for me? First you have to understand that I am for myself. The Absolute must be for himself. You understand this properly. The reality for himself, for itself. Otherwise he is not reality. If he is subservient to any other law or any other entity, he is not reality. So, if reality has got such position, absolute position, with this basis for itself, now negotiate what will be your position with me. Complete surrender. There you are normal. Otherwise, you are thinking I am normal about reality. That is reality of your creation and not in the absolute sense. Your creation reality. But reality independent must be of this nature. And then your position will be within me, within my sweet will. And that is your highest position. You try to, I am your friend, I am your guardian. Suridam sarvabhutamang gantamang santarishma. You can only find peace in such condition when you accept me as I am. I am your guardian, but I am your friend. Our greatest friend. So harmony lies there. Otherwise we are God of gods. We go to the frame of rules and regulations how a God will be. Otherwise we won't accept him as God. Not that God created man, but that man creates God. Man created God.
Guru Maharaj?
That goes to Darwin theory. The fossils is the cause of everything.
In progressive realization of Krishna, does one have to go through the stage of Brahman realization, Paramatma, and then Krishna?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You may go through that way. After general education, then one go to some specific education. After passing BA, MA, then goes to medical or engineering department. And from the beginning one may and get admission in the engineering college. Something like that. With little primary education we go. So through Varnasram Dharma, this yoga and everything may lead ultimately to Shuddha Bhakti. And there he says, Mahaprabhu says, Eho Hai, Eho Vajja. This may be excluded. Without this only Sadhu Sangha with Shraddha. We have got faith and we have got devotee association. However, from any position, Shraddha and Sadhu Sangha. These are primary necessities. Without that, it is not possible. We must meet his agent and we must have some faith in his agent. Minimum demand in the bhakti school is this. Neither this Brahman Mahaprabhu says, Naham Vipu, Natanarpati, Napi Vashu, Nasuddhu, Naham Vadni, Natagrihapati, No Vanastho Jyotirva. All the yoga and nothing is necessary. Only the minimum necessity is his agent, association, connection, and faith for his association. Then through that, without that, impossible. Bahu gani tattara sāma jāti na te janāni nivāpana dhyāva mochanda sāma iva jalāgnesu vinā mahat pāda rajyumisa madhīrna krishne parata satūvā midhu vipaddi turiyabva dāma anānta govī vishatanta naishāng matistāvat rukkavaṁ ghen spishat tamattāgā vāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvā Vaishnava. Without the help of the Vaishnava, we cannot reach there. This is the minimum. Others may be demanded as a departmental knowledge about this, that, so many things. That is not necessary. That may be sometimes ornamental for a preacher. If a devotee is a preacher, then he can be a good preacher. If a devotee is educated, he may be a good preacher to the education section, not for the ordinary. That is something ornamental. But there is minimum necessity, sadhu sangha and the shraddha. Shraddha in the disciple and the genuine preceptor. This connection. Paripat paripasno seva and the gani stattadarshi. This connection necessary.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami shows the travels of Gopakumara.
Yes.
And he is going through different stages of progressive realization. But that is not necessary for everyone?
Not everyone. Of course, we will have to pass through those stages, unconsciously. The Viraja, Brahmalok, Shivalok, Vaikuntha, is the path. But there is no stoppage in this station. It passes quickly through towards the destination. The stages are there. But from one station to another, then another, and this way, and then stations, not stopping. You may go from anywhere, unconsciously passing through those stages, you reach there. Stages are there, but no stop. You may not stop there. Necessarily, he would pass through those places, or stages, unconsciously. very quickly it will pass unknowingly, unconsciously.
But if he has some attraction, then he may stop there?
If any special attraction, he may stop. But if the guide is strong enough, no stoppage here, come. No challenge here. This is, what is here, it is already known, this and that is only detention. No bhakti. Come.
There's one breaker here, it's called Vrindavan Express Train.
Oh. Express also stops in the main places, but this is a special train.
Even better.
Also Navadvip special. And that is considered above Vrindavan. And we are there. But appreciation, realization is necessary. Why so? Why Vrindavan is superior to every stage of life? And why Navadvip also considered to our poor who has got no money? Navadvip is very least capital we can get in Navadvip, which is in Vrindavan, and more. It is difficult to understand. The highest power of positive and negative combined is giving something. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. The sweetness and the taste of the sweetness in its highest degree, they are combined to bestow, to distribute themselves. If you can give away all so-called religious prejudices and concentrate towards the naked truth, the Rasam, and sympathy towards me, then we shall be able to understand how both combine together. Both the parties, giver, taker, the greatest giver and the greatest receiver, both combined effort to give to the ordinary people. That is only in a limited circle, to the qualified circle. And here, ordinary mass can have entrance and in no time may be given the tickets of that high position in the theatre. But chlorated. Achievement of Krishna service also may be done by the Nimbarko, the Vallabh and others. The Mayavadis, they also have recognition, but my Krishna, the Vaishnava, Fort Vaishnava school, they have got real position of Krishna. But their conception of Krishna is also different from the conception of Mahaprabhu in some respects. So, if we can approach Krishna through Mahaprabhu, the highest attainment and any defect, that is fullest, highest fullest, not partial attainment of Krishna. We have to clearly understand for ourselves where the difference with Nimbarka and others. Conception of Krishna. And so much so inconceivable that we have to give more trust towards Radharani. That is the peculiarity of this Gauriya Vaishnava school. There may be sweet meat, but the absence of tongue, nothing to me. If proper tongue I may have, standard of the tongue, that will give me the standard of sweetness. Something like that. Without tongue, no meaning of sweetness. Without ear, no meaning of music. In this way. In the winds of Radharani, we can contract with Krishna, will be loser. But in the service of Radharani, we get the highest quality of Krishna realization. Highest quality. Because so much sweetness, high sweetness, so much high and real intense realization about Krishna is not possible anywhere. And that quality I can have if I participate in hard life. That quality. Quantity and quality. Highest quality only can be drawn from that rasa, ecstasy, by heart alone. And that type of quality I can expect to have in hard life. It is running, the current is running through high towards his inmates, in his campaign, that quality. So much so that one who can understand the taste of that quality, the other current tasteless to them. Quite tasteless, the rasa. The rasa may come through other channels. That will be tasteless to the tongue who has tasted that rasa coming through Radharani. Something like this. Radha Dasya, Kankarcha. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poetry, I developed that in the last Sanya. Sri Gauranamatam Sarupaduke Sarupaditam Rupagraji Naditam Rupaddai Parivesitam Rahuvani Rasaditam Srivitam Jivaddai Ravirakhitam Sukhashiva Bhamhadhavet Manitam Sri Radha Pada Sivanamitam Ahu Taddhatum Ishu Bhavam. The extent of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift, how high it is to show. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so great that he has given gradually this highest thing he he could give. What is that? Sri Gaurang Matam, sanctioned by Sri Gaurang. Sarupa Vidhidam, that value is known only to Sarupa Damodar. He can estimate the value of such gift by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's sanction, how valuable, it was known only to Sarupa, the Lalita Devi's avatar. Rupa Graji Nadidam Sanatana Goswami, who is the master of the Sambandhagyan. Sarupa Vidhidam, Rupa Graji Nadidam, he has appreciated it very much. Sanatana Goswami gave Rupa Dvi Paririkshan, Rupa with his followers, Rupa Goswami, has served and directed to the public, to the proper persons. Raghunai Rastraditam Sevitam, Raghunath Das, he has tasted it properly and enhanced, developed, gives some development. Jivadvai Ravirakritam, Sri Jeev with his followers have supported, gave protection that in the name of this Radha Dasya, any other thing may not come within. And this is the aim of the whole scripture. In this way, Jiva Goswami with his followers has earnestly they tried to prove to the intellectuals that how this is the highest. Sukh Shiva Brahma Dhave Patan, and the Sukh, Shiv, Brahma, and Uddha, they are sure that aspiration for these things, not all. They have been due respect to that thing. And Mahavitam, such, the service means the, satisfaction, appreciation of Radharani, and you are in the position of bestow this to us. But you know, Thakur, you hold such dignified position that you can give that thing to us. Your position is so dignified that you can bestow us this Adharas, and you have showed it in your writings how this is the highest aim of our life, highest realization of the life of every soul. Yeah. And the next concluding slok. Kahung Mundamati Stati Vaya, where am I, a fallen soul, with so much disqualification, Putito, fallen, not the fallen. And where is you, your position, and the highest peak of respect? Jagat Pavan, purified the whole world in such a position you are, you hold. In this attempt, I might have limited you. I have no capacity of doing real justice to you in this description of your greatness. This is a very rough and audacious attempt. But this this haughtiness, you must forgive me. I hope you are so great. And I have got one prayer to file under your holy feet. What is that? The most favorite of the favorite of you, your most loving Dvaita Das. Your disciple Dhritarashtra, our Guruji, you please grant my admission into his home. This is my prayer to you. You recommend me to get admission among the so many servants of your heartfelt, affectionate disciple, our Guruji. You recommend me to have entrance, admission into his home. That is my prayer to you, Bhakti Rota. That was ending. So Govinda Maharaj went and from there to expand. What do you think? One or two or three centers, maybe given more attention, and all possible workers should do for that. Then when they are in firm footing, then to exchange gradually.
I think that is a good idea, but there may be a strong independence desire amongst the devotees coming this side. So immediately they feel the necessity to do something completely independent. And as a result is a few centers are not strengthened.
To make the best of a bad bargain, that policy, where it is not possible to bring them within the central rule, and maybe given little freedom, as less as necessary. But 1, 2, 3, 4, two centers should be strengthened. Stronghold, just like fort. The fort and the ruling country. Fort and the ruling country. Something like that. Strong centers, 2, 3 here, but they're like fort. And to extend the government from there. Here, there, so many centers. This is my suggestion. You consider it according to your own knowledge. And go on doing. You are known to the habits and the ways of the foreign affairs more. I am only sitting here in some narrow quarter. It's a limited thing. Only through books may have some knowledge of the country, not practical ideas. You are in the practical field, you are to adjust. Final adjustment will be with you. My advice, more or less theoretical. You are in the practical field.
Yours is the central interest and ours is provincial. So therefore yours is more
mine,
broad.
Mine is ontological. Ontological interest. But to translate into that ontology into the practical activities, that depends on you and your knowledge, your experience. Your experience. So I say, mine is theoretical and yours are practical. How to do it practically. Hare Krishna. You may utilize me, my thoughts, ideas, my extreme knowledge about the Shastra and the Vaishnava of the Sampradaya, that you may try to utilize it for your purpose.
We like that you utilize us for your purpose.
The higher sense, of course, it may be like that. The ideal, the model is more or less you depend to be supplied from me. But how to translate them into practical life? You have brought your own better experience of the locality. You have to do that.
That has been shown.
Huh?
That has been shown most by Goswami Maharaj, by the books of your speeches. That is the most major step in the practical line we all find. That such books should be given first encouragement, we all feel.
I don't follow.
Books of your, the Search for Krishna, Reality the Beautiful.
Yes.
We find this to be the first step of the practical development.
All right.
Swami Maharaj used to say, books are the basis. Books are the basis.
Yes.
Utility is the principle.
Preaching is the essence. And then what is it?
Purity
is the force.
By distributing books, by publishing, by delivering lectures, also by reading the scriptures in many ways. Our Guru Maharaj also did by exhibition. Also, in various ways he wanted to push on the ideas, thoughts and that. Swami Maharaj also bring a variety of portraits in the books of different kinds, educative pictures through the books.
So we see in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some different applications in the practical field of Krishna conscious theory.
What is that different?
Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is in the Grihastha Ashram, and it seems that in his songs and writings, he says, Grihe Thako Bane Thako Sada Hari Bole Dako.
This is not from Thakur's. Song is this, Grihe Thako Bane Thako.
Nartham, he says, Grihe Ba Bonite Take.
Hagaranga Bole Take. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Grihe Thako
Bole. Yidin Grihe Bhajana Dekhi, Grihe Thako Loko Bhai.
So he seems to be, he's saying, either whether you're a householder or it is the same, but it seems that he's.
Cultivation of Krishna Anushilam, that is what is necessary.
But he seems.
Wherever you be, does not matter. Wherever you be, that is not of much concern. But be attentive towards Krishna and do for him as much as possible.
But he seems to be giving encouragement to the householders, especially.
That was a question for a long time in the mission. He came to ask me that after departure of Guru Maharaj, when Vasudev Prabhu came, there was a dissolution. He wanted to encourage that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. Don't have an artificial life. Go and marry and be householder. And do sincerely your service to us, Krishna. In this way he began to preach. So many of our godfathers came to me, what do you say? Then I told them, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to prepare the ground and for the weak-minded people. And that is constitutional method. And Prabhupada came as a revolutionary. Organized mission, missionary activity, and a strong-minded person he invited who will be ready to take the risk. Sarvadharmam paritya. If there is any defect, they are ready to suffer for that. But a strong-minded person, as much as they can command, they will begin with that, with boldness. This is one thing. And the second thing, that he made arrangement for Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva is a very important thing to get the service of Krishna. Here he arranged in such a way that the beginners, they may have chance of serving the senior Vaishnava. They will be engaged in higher services. And the newcomers, they may help them in their ordinary supply of necessity. That the newcomers are washing the cloth of the sannyasins or higher, they are cooking food, they are preparing bedding for the higher class of Vaishnava. So they are getting the service of the Vaishnava. And they are also serving in higher ways the Vaishnava in this as a hierarchy that was created. Well, generally, in Grihastasram, one should not take, or in the secluded life, Babaji's secluded life, they do not take any service from any other. In Grihastha life, then they take service from ordinary persons, they may not have any liking for Vaishnava preach. But here, the beginners have come to get chance for the service of Krishna, and they get the facility of Vaishnava Seva, mutual arrangement. They are also helping them, like Napoleonic chair. You know Napoleonic chair?
Yes.
In a circular way, in a marshy land, they are standing for a long time, no rest. They can take all standing. Then they wanted to take rest, at least by sitting in a chair. Then in a circular way, the soldiers were arriving and they were asked to take seat. So everyone was in his lap. He carried one and he also got another lap to take seat. In this way, in a circular way, all could take seat. So by mutual arrangement of help of service, they will march towards the goal. So they study sannyasi. And those that are very eager to attain the goal, and they are ready to take some risk, as it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Tashrivahitu Prayatitu Kuvidu Nalabhati Jat Bhamadani Upurjada Talabhati Dukkavadanata Sukham Kale no Sadvatra Gopiramasa. No risk, no gain. It's stereotype moving in this way. Must take some leap and may be damaged. Still, he must take risk to come out of the vicious circle. So, Jatta Kava Bhadrama Budam Shaping. If taking greater risk, one jump into the Krishna Bhajan life, but he cannot stand, he falls. But what is the lost there. Because for the time being, he said that as much time he could spend for service of Krishna and his devotees, that is something. And without taking risk, what he would have done, what is the value of that? So sarva-dharman parityajya manekam ahamkaram takes the, he draws the attention of Krishna, he has taken so much risk for his service. But everyone must be sincere, not any diplomacy in the movement, not any self-cheating temperament. If sincere, then may not be qualified, but sincere, he will take risk to go further. Then if he cannot go, of course Krishna will look after him. That is the line of action. And the another, to be just so, I cannot, exclusive service not possible for me. I shall try easier life, and as much as I can do Krishna bhakti, I shall try, must be satisfied with that. That is another temperament. Our Guru Maharaj came with that force, that those that are bold enough to march towards Krishna at the risk of their prospects, they come. In this way, he called for and tried his best to engage them in various activities, in the place, in the platform, in the exhibition ground, in different ways. He wanted to give them an experience to march on towards Krishna, cultivation of Krishna, Krishna Anushiva. Anyhow, to utilize one's own self for the service of Krishna, and that is possible under the direction, to work under the direction of a proper devotee. That is what is very, very, very rarely found. The direction, proper direction in the line of Krishna bhakti, that is not very easily found. Very special persons that are in the plane of Krishna bhakti, who can understand what is real devotion and what is not real, under the direction of such persons to work. That is a very rare thing to be found. Sukriti also may be gathered, sent to Swami Maharaj to distribute the books. Anyhow, utilize your energy for the service of Krishna and acquire some Sukriti, if not devotion proper. Anyhow, engage yourself in this way. With much boldness, Guru Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, made a campaign, a fight, totalitarian fight against Maya. When once I visited one advocate in the court of Krishna, he asked me, "Your Swamiji, we are ashamed when you, a red-clad sannyasi, come to the court, but you do not feel any shame that the religious persons, you have to come to court to sue for the case, and sometimes amongst yourselves, the fighting."